The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
If you didn't realize it, today is April Fool's Day, so prepare yourself. This means you'll probably come across some fake ads for fake products and promotions. A few early ones involved Hellman's ads for a Butterfinger flavored mayonnaise.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't hate that.
Yeah, I know. There's part of me that's like, that sounds really good.
That sounds terrible.
No, I think it sounds good.
An Australian amusement park's ad for a new underwater roller coaster.
Oh, it's a great idea.
But it's not true.
Sometimes out of jokes can be the most impressive things, you know.
And a post that went viral on Facebook claiming Oklahoma would be getting their first IKEA. Of course, Ooh. It got everyone excited. Then they later found out it was not true, and now everyone is mad.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, April Fool's Day in radio is... there used to be a lot of pressure. You got to come up with the perfect April Fool's Day joke. And then so many radio stations for years were like, we're switching formats. And they'd play different music and then everyone would get worked up. And I grew to hate April Fool's Day as a DJ. Like, because I was like, okay, everyone's going to do the same cheesy stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, I just avoid it. I'd forgotten that it was April Fool's Day, which I'm so happy about.
I'm happy about, too.
But then I am reminded of last year we messed up. We did, like, a thing that you could do, like, jokes at work. And we Febreze bombed somebody in their office, and it was kind of fun. So,
well, typically the one playing the prank gets more joy out of it than the one receiving
Absolutely.
The joke. That is the case in this sense. But the United Kingdom agrees and doesn't put up with such tomfoolery.
Oh, I like that.
The locals actually consider it rude to play a prank on someone after 12 noon.
Absolutely. I agree with this 100%. Like, if you're going to do the joke stuff, it needs to be early. One, because it's going to work better because people haven't clued into the fact that it's April Fool's Day yet mm-hmm. early in the morning at work. But two, like, when it's like you've gone through the whole day, you're good, and then someone gets you at like 5 minutes to 5 when you're walking out the door, you're like, okay, we could have gone all day without that. Not necessary.
I mean, that's
really?
When you, well, because what I'm thinking is if they think you're supposed to be done by 12 noon, yeah. their guard is down. So after 12 noon is the perfect time to do an April Fool's joke.
Wow, this new evil, Betty. It's weird. I'm conflicted. I kind of like it. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I have to tell you, I'm playing with the pain today. I'm not sure how this is going to go. I'm feeling my age.
Oh, yeah. What'd you do?
Did you get out of bed?
Thank you, Gavin. I took up a new hobby, a new sport, and it was way harder on my body than I thought it was going to be.
You took up, like, mountain climbing?
Football?
All of these things you would think by as slow as I'm moving today. Pickleball, apparently.
Pickleball that's meant for senior citizens?
And it's not meant for senior citizens. They have a pro league. Stop it.
A pro senior citizen
like,
league?
I went and played at the rec center. And shout out Rick. Thanks for showing me the ropes, brother. He listens to the show. And I was learning how to play pickleball. Mm-hmm. And so it's like tennis. It's like mini tennis with paddles and like a wiffle ball. It's like a hybrid between ping pong, volleyball scoring, and tennis. Okay? So I'm running around, and God gave me really great calves for whatever reason. It's the only thing he gave me. And my calves are revolting on me today. Like, they Ooh. Are swollen and knotted. I cannot, like, hardly move. Then my lower back hurts, my Ooh. Shoulder hurts, and Ooh. The weirdest thing, my hiney hurts. I don't even know.
What?
I don't even know how that's possible. But the lower regions of my hiney are really sore. And
well,
I'm assuming it was a lot of bending and stuff. I don't know.
Maybe so, but also you got to keep in mind, maybe this will help, that whatever is hurting, you're actually working on.
That's what I'm hoping for. Like, I'm supposed to play tomorrow. I don't think I can.
No, you should. Just do some stretching.
I don't stretch before I do anything.
Maybe
I never stretch.
Should.
I might now. I might have to. And full disclosure, you guys know me. I go all out.
Yeah.
I was the only one at the place last night that I saw dive for any balls.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was all in. I was all in.
Wow.
So I am really sore today. I'm feeling my age. So I am curious for you. 855-33-WAY-FM. What was that first time you felt your age? And you're like, why does yawning hurt so much? You know, or whatever. And like, what was the circumstance around it? You'll make me feel better about my pickleball debacle. 855-33-WAY-FM. I mean, it's like it's a game children could play. Like, it should not hurt this much. 855-33-WAY-FM. The first time you felt your age. We'll take yours now. What was the first time you felt your age, Jess?
I started taking Taekwondo at 35 years old. Those kids, I'm telling you, they really make you feel your age.
Oh, yeah, because nothing hurts for them afterwards. Like, they'll do all the Taekwondo stuff, and then they'll go run play on the playground, and you're like, I need to go home and just sit. I need to sit and soak in something.
Yeah, I needed like a 5-foot Band-Aid after that.
I saw a meme once where it was this kid, and he jumps off a roof, and he's like, bounces off, and he's like, I'm fine. And then it shows a guy in a hospital bed, and it says, slept on the wrong pillow. Now I'm in traction.
Right?
That's how I feel today. Absolutely. Hey, Jess, thanks for being on with us.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, Scott, you're up. How did you feel your age for the first time?
No, I sympathize with you, Wally. I grew up playing baseball all the way through college, and I'm 43 now. And I took both my daughters out to skip rocks on the river last week. And I'm skipping rocks. I'm throwing as hard as I can to try to get as many bounces as I can. And I couldn't pick my arm up the next day.
The irony is you made it all the way through baseball without a shoulder surgery, and the rock skipping did you in.
Right.
So what's your story?
My boys are real athletic, and so I was trying to be the hip mom and was like, I can do cartwheels still.
Oh, how old are you, by the way?
Older than I'd like to admit.
Okay, yeah, well, the answer to that is, can I do cartwheels still, is always no.
Absolutely. I thought my wrists were going to snap in half like toothpicks.
Were your sons impressed?
No, not really.
No. Well, Lee, thanks for being on with us today.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Crystal, you're up. What was the first time you felt your age?
Well, a few months ago, I tried to teach my children how to do things on the trampoline because they were just on there, you know, being all boring and everything.
Oh, I love you. As a mom, I love you.
Yes, let me show you how you do backflips and frontflips. Yep. And while you're doing it, it was great. I was like, man, I still got it. And then that next day, I felt like I'd been hit by a Mack truck.
How old are you, Crystal?
I'm 43.
Good for you, man, because a trampoline at almost any age, above the age of like 17, you're taking your life into your own hands. And so for you to get on there and stare death in the face and do a double bounce, God bless you. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Taylor Swift, country star, pop diva, media mogul, you could label her a bunch of things, and now you can label her as a doctor?
Yes, because New York University is honoring Taylor Swift with an honorary Doctor of Fine Arts degree.
Oh. I've never understood honorary doctorships,
well,
honestly.
Well, I looked up what are honorary degrees. It says it's given to individuals for their contributions to society.
Yeah.
So recipients don't have to meet any type of requirements like taking a test or writing a paper.
Yeah,
they've done enough through
yeah.
their own work.
Yeah, it's just one of those publicity things like, oh, look, we gave Taylor Swift a doctorate. Hey, you know what? How about you go back and get it the old-fashioned way like Betty Rock did? How about you go and you work a full-time job and you get 2 degrees? How about you do what old Wally did? did here is you go back to school and you get your master's degree while working and while traveling and doing ministry. How about that, Taylor Swift?
Yeah, because she went straight into stardom like after high school. She didn't go to college or anything. And she's in her early 30s. Yeah. And you might be in the same situation, or maybe you're a little bit older and thinking, oh, it's just too late in life. But it's not.
I can promise you this. If you go back to school, like Betty Rock went back to Colorado Christian University, got her degrees. I can promise you this. When you work for something, especially something like that, like your college degree, it is an accomplishment. It takes time. It takes effort. And when you finish it, there is a sense of accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Just having someone give you an honorary doctorate, she'll throw that in the corner of her room or in a closet or something and won't think about it again. Mm-hmm. But you, when you invest the time and you invest that in yourself, you will think about it, you will use it, and you will thank yourself for putting in the work.
So if you've been playing with the idea of going back to school, now would be a great time, because at Colorado Christian University, which is where I went and where Wally teaches, they are giving away a $10,000 or a $5,000 scholarship. So if that could help you, like I know it could have helped me.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to ccu.edu/wayfm and check it out there. And even when you enter to win, you can still win a $1,000 scholarship.
Yeah, that's just something. We want to get you involved in this and taking that step. Don't wait another day. Take that step in your own education. Invest in you. Invest in yourself. And I think it pays off in dividends the rest of your life.
Pay for yourself, because Taylor Swift wasn't doing it for herself. Yeah. So that's ccu.edu/wayfm.
Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. but I mean, it is a good question. Like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education. Like, for whatever reason, they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper. But you can make it happen. You don't just dream it. You have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what, I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid, and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it. I've done it. And Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
Maverick City Music, they are tearing it up right now, and you probably know this song.
Great is your faithfulness.
This is one of Betty's favorite songs.
Yeah, and I've even listened to some of their albums. They've got many other great ones.
Yeah, like I was a little late to the party on this one. It had to grow on me, but I find myself getting this song stuck in my head all day long, and I really love it. Well, we're not the only ones that love them, and it's evidenced by the fact that Maverick City Music is actually going to perform at this year's Grammys.
Really?
Yes. Nice. Like, how great is that? That's a big deal, man, because they're going to be representing our faith on the same stage as people performing like Lil Nas X, Olivia Rodrigo, Jack Harlow, Billie Eilish. Like,
wow.
It's a lot of huge names, and they're right up in that mix, man, which is so cool.
And also, typically, you know, Christian Music Awards or whatever are typically not given, I don't think, on live television, right?
Typically, they save those, and they're kind of like an off-camera thing.
Right.
But the fact that they're getting to perform is a big deal. Like, there have been other Christians, like Kirk Franklin and CeCe Winans who performed with other people, but this is the first time in 20 years that a gospel or Christian artist has actually performed at the Grammys by themselves.
That is awesome. Like, what an amazing opportunity.
And why? Like, it's so crazy. Like, Chris Tomlin's been doing this for how many years? Toby's been doing this for how many years? What's the difference now in the climate and the culture that all of a sudden this band out of nowhere gets to be at the Grammys?
I did a little bit of research on them. I believe, do not quote me on this, but I believe that the main guy...
We rarely do, for the record.
...was homeless at one point.
Oh, really?
Like, living in his car.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, maybe their story is what's
maybe
helping them. I don't know, but it's just, that's awesome. And I love that they're going to be up there pointing people to God amidst all the other messages of the night.
And it's going to be interesting to see what the audience does.
Yeah.
Like, what other celebrities are going to be doing as they're singing these songs.
And apparently, they're up for all four awards in the Christian and Gospel categories across the board, and that's a Grammys first as well. So, man, I'd love to see them just tear it up. And more than that, I just want to see people exposed to their music and subsequently God as a result. So, the Grammys is going to be worth watching for me, maybe for you too now, and it's going to be Sunday night with Maverick City Music. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And inside of the studio here, I sit at the board, and then Gavin and Betty both sit across from me, so I have direct eyesight with each of them. And I got to tell you, it's like looking at twins right now. There's a lot of twinning going on here.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wish I was that skinny.
Just the hats are the same. So Betty Rock has been known around here. She will wear hats all the time, and these trucker hats. You have purchased a bunch yourself, right?
Yes, and I've even gotten some from promotional things that other artists are doing that they bring here. And so I found out the other day that our boss, he got a Phil Wickham trucker hat and was going to our office that we share with Gavin.
Why'd you say that so contemptuously?
So he came in there to offer that trucker hat to me, but I had already left for the day. And Gavin goes, oh, I like that hat. And so our boss gave it to him. And now Gavin is wearing it
all the time.
Just taunt me and taking my thing. My thing is trucker hats.
Dude, and that's all she has. Like, why would you take that from her?
Did I not see you get one from another coworker the other day?
But that's not the point.
That's not the point. You stole her thing.
That, like, I encroached on her territory.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is her thing. She's had this for a long time, and like no one else wears trucker hats around here. You realize that?
Maybe it's time for something new and fresh. Someone a little younger to
There's
take
a
the,
new sheriff in
take the reins.
Well, I get Betty's outrage. I was in a meeting the other day, and they were talking about Jake, one of our digital guys. And he's like, oh, I just made furniture. That's my Jake voice. Oh, yes, I just made furniture.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Wait a minute. What? You made furniture? And so he took a an old stump and a slab of a log and threw some hairpin legs on it. And he's like, now he's a furniture builder. And I'm like, that's my thing. I build furniture. What's a half-lap joint, pal? You don't know. What's a dovetail joint? You don't know.
Okay.
You slapped legs on something.
Wow. Okay, that's
that you bought. I make legs.
That sounds a bit ridiculous. Now, my situation, on the other hand, is not.
Exactly. See? So this is the thing. I'm real curious. Who stole your thing? It could have been a sibling. That happens inside of families. Could have been a work situation like Betty and Gavin here.
Could but have been you... a church thing.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Like, I'm the one that always serves. Oh, because that's really weird when that happens, you know? All right. So, like, what was your thing? And then how was it stolen from you? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'd love to have you on with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. Has anyone ever stolen your thing, Katie?
So actually today for April Fool's, I had planned like a little fake spelling test. I'm a teacher for fifth graders, and I went and told my other coworker that we swapped classes with. I'm like, this is what I'm doing. I'm so excited. And now she's going to do that as well. So that was my thing that was stolen.
No, you can't do that. Like, that's your creative intellectual property.
I know. I was so excited because I'm like a joker myself.
Is her thing first before yours?
So we actually swapped classes. Like, so we have three classes. So I'll have my homeroom first.
Okay, so here's what you do, because I've been in this position before. I've had people steal my radio bits, and that's a no-no inside a radio, but it happened, and it happened here. hear. So what I started doing was every time I would do the bit, I would go, the original, you know, whatever the bit was. So when you finish the bit, you have to go, okay, if anyone ever does this the rest of the day, know that it happened here first, kids.
Yes, make them aware of it.
That's right.
And keep your ideas to yourself from now on.
That's what we learned. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
For sure.
Hey, has anybody ever stolen your thing, the thing that you were known for, but someone jumped in and pirated it? I'm just curious if that's happened to you. We got time for one or two more. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show. That's the number, 855-33-WAY-FM. Ashley, has someone ever stolen your thing?
I go to the gym a lot, and I have this gym t-shirt all the time. Meeting at the bar, and it's talking about like the barbell. My husband stole it from me, and he won't let me have it back.
Well, that's weird. Your husband's wearing your shirt.
It's unisex.
The fact that it fits him is concerning for one of you.
Typically, it works the other way. Typically, the woman is stealing the man's clothing. And I guess a man could take that as saying, we're taking their thing. Mm-hmm. So, have you taken any items of clothing from him?
Well, technically, the shirt belonged to him to begin with.
Oh, we'll see. You stole his thing first. He just took it back. He didn't steal anything. He just got back what was rightfully his.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And now, for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way of Him, this is The Wally Show. A little good news, giddy up. Three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you, designed to make your day a little bit better because the regular news can be a little heavy. So, Gavin, give me some good news, sir.
I think people who play video games or gamers of all kind can be very unique sometimes, but they have been stepping up. The gamers and the gaming companies have now actually donated over $150 million to help people in Ukraine.
Holy cow.
That's a lot of money.
How do they do that? Like through tokens that they went through? Yeah.
Well, on
planting little beets and carrots.
They actually just gave them all power-ups.
No. Yeah. I play the game Fortnite, and when you log into the game, there's actually this screen that you can click on that takes you directly to a link where you can donate to help Ukraine.
That's amazing. I love that, man. People online doing some good. Yeah. To the tune of $150 million, that's huge. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a guy that realized $1,600 had fallen out of his pocket, and that was his rent money.
Oh, wow.
But a 90-year-old guy found it while walking home, and he turned it in.
Oh, see, that's the older generation. Like sometimes...
No, the younger ones will do the right thing, too, sometimes.
I don't know.
Yeah, Gavin's like, I don't know, I would have kept it.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, all right, good news, giddy up. There was a weatherman in Jacksonville named Richard. He came across a nasty car crash on his way to work, and he actually used a garden hose from a house near... garden hose from a house nearby to fight the fire flames. That's my kind of guy.
Wait,
hero.
A gnome or a hose?
A garden hose.
The garden hose.
Okay, you said gnome, and I was confused.
I got caught between hose and home and gnome is what came out. Yes.
Oh, okay, that makes a lot more sense.
A garden gnome at it.
What good does that do? Okay.
I remember when I was a kid, a lady knocked on our front door. I was probably like 8 or 10, and she's like, can I have a bucket of water? And you're like, what? That's a weird request. My car's on fire. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I look outside. She has wrecked her car into our front yard. Her car is on fire, and it is now fully in flames.
My goodness.
And my dad runs out with a garden hose and is trying to put it out with a garden hose. And then we had to call the fire department. They had to spray it all down and stuff like that.
Did you just throw a gnome at it?
No, I did not. as it turns out, that's not the best way to put out a fire. You should use a hose.
Who knew?
So, there you go. Not me, apparently. So there you go. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Wouldn't it be great if when you ask somebody for something, their response was, no problem, and they just did it? Hey, it's Wally, and that's what I love about Ryan and his team at United Faith Mortgage. Their response to every question is always, no problem. And not only do they say it, they mean it. Like, I asked my UFM guy, Ryan, for 5 different scenarios to show my wife regarding our refinance. No problem. I asked him how much extra I needed to pay to knock 8 years off my loan. No problem. I asked him if he would name his next child after me, and he didn't say no problem. He just said no to that one. But it's good that he caught that because he pays attention to all the details and doesn't miss anything. So if you're thinking about purchasing a new home or refinancing your current one and you want no problems, talk to Ryan and my friends at United Faith Mortgage. They are a faith-based family of mortgage professionals who will go to the nth degree to make the process easy on you. And I can tell you personally, I had a great experience and you will too. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Fifth Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
If no news is good news, this is great news.
That's not really a joke.
I disagree. I find it hilarious.
It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got? I think that most people would agree that a time when we are very impatient is when your plane lands and they, ding, you can get up, but then you have to wait 20 minutes to get off the plane. And then you get to the carousel and you have to wait 20 minutes for your baggage claim to go around the rotation. I find myself at least being very impatient at that time.
Oh, for sure, because you're like, my bag should be here by now. Yeah. And then you watch 700 bags roll out and yours isn't there.
Not it. But that was the case for one software engineer in India. He said that he waited forever for his bag after a flight, but then it never came out. It turns out that someone had actually grabbed his bag, but he claims that when he went to the airline to ask for help for tracking down either A, where the suitcase might be, and then when he found out someone had taken it, he asked, hey, can I have that person's number? They weren't helpful in that regard as well. So he took matters into his own hands. And again, he's a software engineer.
Sure.
He broke into the airline's website and tracked down the information and the phone number of the person who had actually taken the bag.
Yeah.
And then he called that guy and they set up a time to exchange the suitcase. And then he tweeted about it. He tweeted out the airline the next day explaining, oh, you guys have holes in your software.
That's funny. Like, well, I wish I had that kind of skill.
I would be lost.
Oh, be so great, man. Like, to be able to remedy a situation like that where you're not getting the help that they should do for you. And he solved it, but he actually kind of probably did something illegal, maybe.
Yeah, I saw that the airline wasn't pressing any charges or
doing
anything like
actually.
That.
I mean, he's technically helping them.
Yeah, I mean, he's pointing out their weaknesses. They tried to play it off and say that, oh, it's because you put it down as a flight error versus a packaging or a suitcase error. Like they
blame the victim.
They tried
that's
to
what
do
they
that.
Do. That's what they do. I was on a cruise recently, and about 2 days into the cruise, we got a notice in our stateroom that said, real quick, if you've taken somebody's bag by mistake, we'd really like to know because there are a few people without their bags. So they don't have any luggage on 2 days into a cruise.
And it's all you have.
Gosh. Yeah, I mean, literally, I mean, if the cruise line maybe gave them some, like, Royal Caribbean swag or something, you're walking around with a sweatshirt and a towel, you know, but it was interesting that, like, somebody might have taken their bag by mistake, and it's like, wait a minute, you would know that instantly and would make it right. So somebody probably stole their stuff.
I don't know. If you open a suitcase and you're like, oh, these clothes are way nicer than what I own.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't like wearing other people's clothes.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
What? You tried on? When I had a friend drop off a pair of jeans that weren't working for her, and she asked me if I wanted them.
Right.
And I hadn't even tried them on yet. Yeah. You took them and tried them on. And let me point out, they were like a size 2.
Yeah, and they fit me. And for the record, I looked amazing.
Fit is a very loose term.
Okay, they fit me tightly, but for the record, they were amazing. And the best part is Betty then would never wear them again.
Oh, no, I trashed them.
Yeah. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with a public service announcement. If you're waking up, you're headed into work today, and you haven't thought, what day is this? Haven't looked at the calendar, it's April Fool's Day. So you might have to be on guard today if you have that office prankster. Because they will take this opportunity. It's their one time a year to shine. And we did something. This was actually last year. I've been really good this year. But last year, we wanted to come up with different things you could do at work. And one of these pranks is you take Febreze, which really just smells like a lot of it in a small area is really bad. So we made Febreze grenades where you tape the thing down. And then we walked over to one of the nicest people in our station's office. And we threw the Febreze grenades into his office and then closed and held the door. Here's a little of what the anarchy sounds like. And you could do this at your office today.
Febreze grenades! Febreze grenades!
That is a lot.
Steve has a glass door, and we're watching him, like, almost asphyxiate laughing, and he's trying to get out. Betty and I are holding the door as hard as we can, and Steve's a big dude, and he's tugging on the door as hard as he can to get out. Steve, did the smell ever come out of you?
Finally, yeah. Like a week ago, I think. Just in time for whatever you're going to do today.
Yeah.
By tugging on that door, yeah. And then you let go, and I fell.
That's right. That was the other part of the joke.
I was in pain.
Like, I think you hurt your hiney, right?
For like a month.
Wow. Okay.
Aww.
Yeah, for a month I couldn't sit right because of that prank.
Sorry. If I've never told you before, Betty, sorry.
Me? I wasn't the one that came up with the idea. You were the one that was coaching us the whole time.
I don't think
you
that's
know what?
True.
I'm going to find the video. I'm going to work on it right now, and I'm going to repost it to our Facebook page so people can make their own conclusions.
I don't think that's true.
Just go to Facebook.com/Wally Show, and you will see who is
I think legally
the evil
I had
mind
very little to do with this.
I remember it being Betty.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so Steve suffered a minor injury. Okay, so he couldn't sit for a week. I think we'd all agree it was worth it. But I wanna talk about, like, you know, April Fool's Day. Have you ever had an April Fool's Day gone wrong? Like, you had the best intentions. Like, that joke seemed like a no-brainer. It's really funny, you know, throw in some Febreze. It's just going to spray all over the office. But the fact that Steve fell and hurt his hiney for the better part of a month was not intended. So I guess, Steve, you would say that went wrong.
It went wrong. It was still worth it. It was funny.
Thank you.
Although
you get it.
My wife did warn me today to be safe all day long.
And stay away from Wally. I mean, Betty. All right. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm just curious. Have you ever had an April Fool's prank go wrong? Either one you were doing and it went wrong, or one that went wrong on you, kind of like our buddy Steve here. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take yours now. So, Lori, have you ever had a April Fool's Day prank, though, go wrong?
Yes, I did. We had a plant where I used to work, and people would just dump their cold coffee into it before they went and got fresh. And I said something one day, that poor plant's going to have a caffeine attack one of these days. And so I thought, here's what I'm going to do. And I got some thread and tied it onto a couple of the branches of the plant and rolled it back to my desk. And the next time somebody did that, they poured their coffee in, and I tugged on it, and the plant just shook.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I actually got a couple of people, but then my boss walked through, and he tripped on my thread.
Oh.
So, I thought I wasn't real. I mean, he didn't hurt himself or anything like that, but it was embarrassing. But
was
anyway.
Your boss mad about it, or did he kind of laugh with you?
He laughed. It was sort of where did that come from? Because the thread matched the carpet. It was really good.
Wow, you thought this through. She's so proud of herself. It's like, this is really good. I almost killed a man, but man, it was great.
Thank you. Happy April Fool's Day.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye. So, Michelle, have you ever had a April Fool's Day gone wrong?
Yes, I have. My sister and I were in elementary school. We're twins, so we were both in fourth grade. And our dad was the king of April Fool's. My dad was a mailman, so my mom had made chocolate-covered cotton balls in the break room at my dad's work so that people go in and just have a treat, but it's a chocolate-covered cotton ball. My sister and I brought a baggie to our favorite crossing guard when we walked to school. Well, we're at afternoon recess as fourth graders, and the police came onto the blacktop, and they called us out because she had called the police on us for trying to poison her when it was because we weren't there when she ate them.
Right.
To, like, laugh with her. She saved them for lunch. It was the scariest moment because we're in fourth grade, and here comes two police officers in full uniform because of these chocolate-covered cotton balls we had given the crossing guard.
Yeah, like, as an adult now, that seems dangerous, you know, when you think about it. Like, someone could choke on it. Like, you don't think of that as a kid. But the problem is your mom is the one that gave these to you.
Well, because my dad took a bag to work. He was known for taking, like, caramel apples, but they'd be onions. He would scratch off the cream in an Oreo and fill it with toothpaste.
I've never met your dad, but I absolutely love him.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I'm scarred for life, but he's great.
No, he's the best.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get
back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it feels so good to get to this point. It's Friday, we're all huddled inside of a time machine here, getting ready to go back in time. All we got to do is push the blast off button. But before we do that, we got to know where we are going, and we have our pilot today, Victoria. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, have you ever been in a time machine this small?
I have not.
Okay.
We apologize for the smell.
Betty, put your shoes back on.
That wasn't me. It was Wally eating those nasty Cool Ranch Doritos.
No, it's feet. Oh. It's definitely feet. Victoria, thank you for indulging us here. What is the song that you want to hear that we're going to go back in time for right now?
I'd like to hear For Such a Time as This by Wayne Watson.
Ooh, I feel like we're going to have to go way back in time for some Wayne Watson.
Well, we are going way back to 1998.
Beep-boop-boop, beep-boop-beep. That is way back.
Back in 1998, the top toy seller was Talking Barney. I love you love me. And also the top-rated movie was Titanic.
Oh, was it really 98?
Yes.
Because 98 was when my daughter was born as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
So this is 23 years ago. Crazy. Well, I guess we're not going to get that song. I actually probably would like that song better than what we're going to go back to in Christian music from 1998. Why did you go with Wayne Watson?
Well, I graduated in the year 2000 from a small Christian high school, and that song was sung at our graduation ceremony. But I've been thinking about it lately just because of all the things that are going on right now. You know, all of us who graduated back then, we're parents now, and we all have these kids that we're just really worried about with all the things that they have to deal with. And I saw this meme that was like, you know, don't be scared for your kids right now. They were born for such a time as this. It just made me think of good old Wayne and his song For Such a Time as This. So I wanted to hear it.
Good old Wayne. I like that. But you know, that is what makes Christian music so great, is that maybe things musically sound a little dated or synthesizer-y, you know, but boy howdy, the message still can be timeless, just like you're talking about. So all the way back to 1998, fired up the time machine. Here we go for Victoria. It is Wayne Watson. I've never introduced a Wayne Watson song in 15 years of being on the radio here. For Such a Time as This on Way FM.
All right.
Now, all I have is now. To be faithful, to be holy, and to shine, lighting up the dark. Right now, I really have no choice but to voice the truth to the nations, the generation looking for God. For such a time as this, I was placed upon the earth to hear the voice of God and do His will, whatever it is. A time as this, from now and all the days He gives. I am here, I am here, and I am His. For such a time as this, do you ever wonder why? Like the grass is always greener under everybody else's sky. Right here, right here, for this time and place, you can live a mirror of His mercy, a forgiven image of grace. For such a time as this, I was placed upon the earth to hear the voice of God and do His will, whatever it is. For such a time as this, for now and all the days He gives. I am here, I am here, and I am His. For such a time as this, will be by living in holiness. That's
If you just flipped on Way FM and you were like, what in the world? Is it April Fool's Day? Did they switch formats? Did they legitimately really go back in time? Well, not totally. We went back in time a little bit because of Victoria. She says, hey, I want to hear Wayne Watson for my Flashback Friday. And that's the way it works. You get to make the calls and you get to decide what song we all, in this case, have to listen to. And so you get to make the choice and make the call. You can do that. We do it every Friday. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this and have your song played. All you have to do is go to wayfm.com/Wally and let us know what you want, and maybe you could be our Flashback Friday winner next week. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
During the 60s, one of the most popular TV shows was Star Trek.
Oh, I loved Star Trek with Captain Kirk and Scotty and Spock and Sulu and the red shirt guy that always died. Like, if you ever saw them, like when they went to a new planet and there was like one guy you'd never seen before and he was wearing a red shirt, you knew he was dead first.
It had such a loyal fan group, but sadly only lasted 3 seasons, ending in 1969.
Yeah, that's what's so crazy about this. And the franchise kept going. They've done modern stuff since then. But that it had that kind of an impact with only 3 seasons and mm-hmm. it's lasted this long is a testament to how awesome it was.
And when it did, actor Leonard Nimoy, he played the role of Spock. He took the prosthetic ears home that he wore for his character.
Because if you don't know, like if you weren't growing up in that Star Trek generation, Spock was a Vulcan and he had pointed ears, so that's why he had prosthetic ears, kind of elfish looking thing, and so that was a big part of his character.
Well, his family kept those prosthetic ears for 50 years, but they finally decided it was time to let them go, so they decided to donate them to the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C.
They donated them? I really thought they were going to sell them, because I think of Star Trek collector.
Oh, they would kill for them.
Yeah, big money for actual Spock ears. That'd be crazy, because I know they had knockoffs at kids who wanted to dress like Spock.
You?
I actually had a, they had like phasers, they called them, which was their little weapon, and then they had a communicator device. It looked like a flip phone, basically, and I had those when I was a kid. I was all in, man. I was all in. I would love to have Spock ears.
You're the Nanu.
Oh, wrong thing. That was very offensive. That was Mork and Mindy. Not even close.
Space.
No.
One in the same.
So if you're not going to take this conversation seriously, Rock, just get out of it. Okay. So they donated them to the Air and Space Museum. That seems interesting because the other museums, like Natural History, and there's not pop culture, but American History Museum. Mm-hmm. I thought that's what it would be because, like, Judy Garland's red slippers are in there and Fonzie's jacket and stuff like that. But it's interesting they put it in the Air and Space Museum because of the.
Maybe it's the prestige. They're like, oh, we don't want to put it there where all the other people go. This isn't normal. This isn't unique.
Maybe so. I just think that's cool. And good on them for not selling them because, again, I probably would have paid top dollar.
No,
wrong again.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And we have a thing called the prayer wall at wayfm.com. And Pastor Chad runs that thing. And it's where people are, you know, posting prayer requests and being prayed for. And he kind of gives us an update of the things that are going on there every week. And you got a doozy today for sure.
Yeah, as a parent, we're all dealing with things. And so I'm going to keep this anonymous. But a mom wrote in and said, my 14-year-old daughter is battling depression right now. Mm. She is like a shell of her normal, joyous self. There are some people at her school that have started spreading rumors about her over social media and in the hallways. And she has had to deal with now also a surgery, which was isolated her from sports. And so thinking through raising kids, and we get those on the prayer wall often, and what does that look like? And I'm a father of teen girls, and Wally, you've raised a daughter as well. And
you know what? In the instruction manual, no one said anything about the mass amount of emotions.
Oh man!
Like, and I'm not like, I don't deal with emotions very well anyway, and so like, you have to figure that out as an adult. You have to remember what it's like to be a kid, and remember every bit how you feel every emotion a million times more than an adult does.
Yeah, you can't at this age. You cannot come and parent in a passive way. You have to have some sort of a plan. And weekly, my wife and I are sometimes just going on walks to discuss what we need to do for our teens. And right now, especially our daughters, and just even this week, we were talking about the need to, at this age, to constantly be affirming our girls, telling them that we like them, not just like them, but affirming things, whether we like it or not, their hair, their clothes, their kindness to their brothers. Teens need to know that their parents love them and affirm them. And in this place, with this 14-year-old girl who's dealing with some sort of depression as well, that knowing when the depression is just sadness, and knowing when it's going deep, to say we may need to seek a counselor or reach out beyond ourselves. And that's not a bad thing.
No, and it's not failure as a parent. Like, because I think as a parent, you think, well, if I can't fix my kid, then I've messed up. And the reality is there are some things that are way outside the scope of your ability, your training, your insight. And so getting help with that is definitely a good thing that can actually, because then your kid can talk to somebody constructively that's a third party, and there's not going to be judgment there. Because, I mean, you know, dude, as a father of teen girls, even a normal conversation that starts off one direction can quickly devolve into tears and a place that you had no idea it was going.
Yeah, we're not used to that. And I'm encouraged by the scripture. Proverbs 12:15 says, fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. And sometimes we need that. We think we're fully equipped for parenting, but we're not. And there's issues that are far beyond my scope, even as a pastor, to deal with my kids, much less if I didn't have any counseling training or anything.
All right. Well, speaking of listening to others, that's a really good idea. Let's do this. Let's do your tips for dealing with emotional teens. Like, what have you done? because I guarantee you there's someone that is at their wit's end that is literally pulling their hair out today because they don't know how to handle this. And so maybe you found a way, because the worst thing you can do with like a kid's emotions is dismiss them or mock them.
Yeah.
I found that out. Like the hard way. So like parenting is filled with mistakes, you know? And so what are your tips for those emotional teenage years to help your kid constructively work through something? What did you do? Because I guarantee you somebody needs your advice right now. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We love having you on, especially when things like this can help somebody out. 855-33-WAY-FM. As a parent, what are your tips for dealing with the emotional teenage years?
Validating their feelings and not dismissing them, and letting them know that what you're feeling is okay, and giving them a safe space where they can express those emotions. And a lot of times I just reflect back and say, I'm here for you. What do you need from me? What can I do to be a supportive parent to you right now?
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. That's a great idea. You know how men want to solve women's problems, you know, and they just want to be heard, but we want to fix. Is it the same type of thing with your kids where it's better just to listen, knowing you can't fix every situation for them?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm a therapist. I'm a highly empathic person, which so are my children. And so I tend to want to take those feelings on and fix them.
and we can't.
I sometimes don't always have the clear picture, and being a teen today is much different than when I was a teen many years ago. So knowing that it's not the same thing, and knowing that they just want you to listen and be heard.
I think maybe admitting that times are different too is a good strategy, because so many times, well, it's not the same when you were a kid, or you, when you say back in my day. But if you're like, look, I know things are different for you than they were for me, so how do we navigate this together?
Absolutely. Perfect words. Navigate it together. And how can I support you right now?
Well, look at that. The DJ.
I think we should be therapists too.
The doctor. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're going to do a little game here where you have a chance to win a prize. It's called the Whole Lot of History Game. What's happening is I will take the phones from the people on the show and look through the history there of their Google searches and give you a thing that has been searched, and you have to tell us who you think did that search. Okay, so here is a question or an example. Gavin, you'll play here.
Okay.
Who do you think Googled Arkansas abbreviation? Was that Betty or me?
Oh, man. I feel like Betty, who grew up in Arkansas, would... Correct, right?
Born.
Born. Yeah. Okay. Even so, I feel like you would know it.
You think, but she was born there, but maybe she was like, where in tarnation was I born?
Is it AK?
Yeah, now is it AK? Is it AR? Is it AS? I don't even know.
I'll go against my gut and say that was you, Betty.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
Okay, well, you should have listened to your gut. I just threw you off there. It was me.
Of course I know what it is.
That's what my gut said.
I know. That's the thing, man. You got to stick with your gut, man. Gavin. Don't let me throw you off, okay? I actually Googled that because I was one of these. One day I was like really confused. I'm like, wait a minute. Is it AR or is it AK?
Alaska's
AK. Oh, is it? But then why would Alaska not be AL? But Alabama already stole that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
and so then it's like it got all confusing for me. So I literally had to Google it to make sure, you know, because I was trying to find out where Betty was born and if they have a statue to her yet or not.
They
and
should.
I know they should.
Someday.
Right, yeah. Here's hoping. So that's how we play, okay? All you have to do is tell us who you think Googled what. And if you want to play and win a prize right now, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Britt, thank you for joining us here for our Whole Lot of History game. Have you listened to the show for any length of time?
I've just recently started really listening, so I may lose.
Okay.
I'm gonna try.
Well, you know what? Maybe you've got just enough information about who we are on the show in a short amount of time to figure this out. So what we're going to do is I've got the phones of everybody and on the show here, and I'm going to read you something that one of us has Googled. All you have to do is tell us which of the three of us Googled this. Okay, so here we go. Question number one, Ryan Gosling's eyes. Who do you think Googled that, Gavin, Betty, or myself?
I'm going
to go with Betty. It seems to make sense on the surface, right? I mean, who wouldn't stare into those dreamy puddles of blue?
It sounds like something you might would search.
No, I did not Google this, actually. Oh. Betty Rock, did you Google Ryan Gosling's eyes?
I did not.
Well, process of elimination, Gavin!
Unfortunately, I was the one who Googled that.
Why?
Okay.
On Earth.
This was somebody else's words, not mine.
Okay.
But they told me that they're like, you kind of look like a young Ryan Gosling.
Maybe they were confused with somebody else?
I don't know. It might have been a younger version, a thinner version of me.
Well, wait. Take your glasses off.
Okay.
Let me look into
those.
Because
I do have blue eyes.
Okay.
So,
and red hair.
Still, that's a hard pass. There's nothing similar.
Woo. Okay, so no one got that one right here, unfortunately. Who Googled celebrities who look better bald? Gavin, myself, or Betty? Who do you think Googled that?
So I'm torn. I'm going to go with my gut again, and hopefully I'm not wrong. Betty Rock.
Wow.
Now, Betty Rock does like herself some bald celebrities. She's a big fan of, what's his name, Tim McGraw, who wears a cowboy out because he is balder than a baldy bald eagle.
Stop it. He's nice to look at, as long as he has a hat on.
Yeah, exactly. See? So, obviously, that's not a good thing for any guy. Gavin, did you Google this?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Betty Rock, did you Google this?
I did not.
No!
Oh, man!
Unfortunately, I Googled this.
And because
it all stemmed from me looking in the mirror going, I am losing my hair. Aww. And it's getting thinner and thinner every day.
Are you thinking about shaving it all off?
That was the thought process. Wow. Like, okay, well, what celebrities look good bald? And do I have a head that's shaped like any of them?
Ew.
And can I pull it off?
Did you find any?
No. Bald is not beautiful. Well, Britt, I am so sorry. Not enough points to pull this thing off today, but we have a lovely parting gift just for you playing the whole lot of history game with us.
Awesome.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.